You're listening to the fastest growing radio station on the internet, Earnest Radio Network. This is Earnest Radio Network, the fastest growing radio station on the internet.
La influenza o gripe es una enfermedad contagiosa que puede afectar a cualquiera. Cada año miles de personas tienen que ir al médico o ser hospitalizadas y algunas mueren por complicaciones de la influenza. Los expertos médicos recomiendan la vacunación anual contra la influenza en todas las personas de 6 meses de edad en adelante. La vacuna ha sido usada de forma segura por cientos de millones de personas. Vacúnese ahora para protegerse a usted, a su familia y su comunidad.
It's one of DC's biggest killers, but I'm fighting back.
But I'm fighting back.
But we're fighting back.
Colon cancer is 90% preventable.
If properly screened and detected early.
Get tested.
Get tested.
If you're over 50.
Or have a family history of cancer.
Set up a colonoscopy.
Set up a colonoscopy.
Or log on to chrisforlife.org for all the details.
And get on with your life.
Get on with your life.
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day. Some even feel unsafe.
No matter who you are, you have the power to make a difference.
To find out how, go to glad.org. That's GLAAD.org.
There's an epidemic in this country, and it's happening in your neighborhood right now. Our children are being kidnapped, taken, raped, and murdered right under our noses. All children are important, yet children of color rarely get a fair shot at being found and coming home alive. Go to ErnestRadioNetwork.com and check out our new page, The Advocate Corner. It's our newest addition to the Earnest Radio Network family. Updated daily, use the search box to look for your city, search by gender, or a child's name. Click the submit button to let us know about your loved one who is missing. Earnest Radio Network is joining the fight in finding missing children of all colors. Let's bring our kids home. Visit the Advocate Corner at ErnestRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to Music Monday, only on Earnest Radio Network. Tune in, and we'll turn you on.
Music Monday.
This is Earnest Radio Network, the fastest growing radio station on the internet.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
A businesswoman.
I am an artist.
An educator.
A sister.
An advocate.
A leader.
A queen.
I am a friend.
I am
one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone.
Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved.
You haven't been listening to Real Estate Realities with the Rebel Broker? Here's a little sample of what you've missed. The closest thing you can get to the DMV of the financial world for my money today is Bank of America. I'm making the biggest purchase of my freaking life, and you're the one I'm trusting? Mr. Magoo of the lending world who can't keep my paperwork and keep track of it for more than 10 minutes? I'm trusting you with my loan? Holy crap.
All that and more every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Real Estate Realities with the Rebel Broker. Real estate. Totally unafraid. Find out everything you need to know at therebelbroker.com.
Have you seen this new free app, Figgle?
Yeah, it rewards you just for watching TV.
Simple. Learn more about what's on, play games, and connect with friends, all while earning points. Here's the best part. You can use your Figgle points for real rewards, like gift cards. Or you can save your points for even bigger things, like a tablet and headphones. Or even a cruise vacation. So there you have it. Now TV is more rewarding with Figgle.
To join, go to ViggleTips.com. That's V-I-G-G-L-E, tips.com. Watch TV, get rewards.
Ever since the third grade, I remember being teased and pushed around just for being who I am.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before, so before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference.
To find out how, go to glad.org.
GLAAD.org.
It's not acceptable to call me a nigger.
It's not acceptable to call me a spick.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's not acceptable to call me a kite.
It is not acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded when they do something foolish.
The R word is the same as every minority slur. Treat it that way and don't use it.
Spread the word to end the word.
You're listening to Music Monday, only on Earnest Radio Network. Keep listening.
Thank you.
Sick Monday.
You're listening to the fastest growing radio station on the internet, Earnest Radio Network.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Florida is becoming the 36th state where same-sex couples can be married. Bill Latzman reports a circuit judge is allowing gay and lesbian couples to obtain marriage licenses following a federal judge's ruling that the state's ban was unconstitutional.
Miami-Dade has become the first county in Florida to allow same-sex marriages to begin.
I'm lifting this day.
Circuit Judge Sarah Zabel, who ruled the state's constitutional ban on gay marriage discriminatory last summer, lifted the stay on that ruling a day early, and her Miami courtroom erupted in celebration. In Florida's 66 other counties, same-sex couples can be wed beginning at midnight Tuesday after a federal judge ruled last week clerks could begin issuing them licenses. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
An avalanche in Austria killed two American ski racers today near their European training base. NPR's Howard Berkus reports that the skiers were skiing off pack slopes and were not in training at the time.
20-year-old Ronnie Burlack of Franconia, New Hampshire, and 19-year-old Bruce Astle of Sandy, Utah, were part of U.S. Skiing's development program, which trains promising prospects for World Cup competition. They were skiing with four other athletes at an Austrian resort near their European training base, but off the groomed slopes, when an avalanche hit the group. Burlack and Astle were buried. The others skied out of the slide uninjured. Heavy snow and mild temperatures had prompted avalanche warnings in the area. An official at Utah-based U.S. Skiing says the accident has left the U.S. ski team in shock. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Plenty of Americans were apparently heading to auto dealer showrooms in the final month of 2014. Many of the major car makers reporting strong December sales as cheap gas, a strengthening economy, and end-of-the-year sales helped put consumers in a buying mood. Toyota, Fiat, Chrysler, Nissan, Honda, and General Motors all reported strong December sales numbers. A brief dip below $50 a barrel for oil prices worried investors and sent energy company shares sharply lower today. Fears that Greece might exit the eurozone also concerned traders in Europe, with the common European currency falling to a 9-year low against the dollar. Oil's been coming down for several months now amid rising global supplies. Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management and explains why that's an issue for some.
I think we sort of enter 2015 here with increasing concerns about the potential for a deflationary spiral. And at the epicenter of that, of course, today is Europe. And the fact that the oil price just continues to fade.
Less worried, apparently, the White House, which said today it's monitoring the drop in oil prices, but believes cheap gasoline has been good for the U.S. economy. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, the number of Cubans attempting to reach Florida illegally by sea has surged since the announcement by President Obama the U.S. intends to restore diplomatic relations with Cuba. The Coast Guard says the significant increase in the number of migrants since mid-December appears to have something to do with rumors that an abrupt end might be coming to a policy that shields Cubans from deportation if they reach U.S. shores. Uber officials have said there are no immediate plans to change that policy. A wake is underway for former New York Governor Mario Cuomo on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. From member station WNYC, Stephen Nesson reports hundreds are in attendance, including Vice President Joe Biden.
A line wrapped down the block and around the corner. The crowd is a mix of political operatives, personal friends, New York politicians, and those just inspired by Mario Cuomo. Outside the funeral home, former comptroller Carl McCall called him an inspiration and a voice of reason. Friends remembered him as a family man. Cuomo served three terms as New York governor and died of natural causes at the age of 82. His funeral is planned for Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson in New York.
California Governor Jerry Brown is setting an ambitious goal for the use of renewable energy in the state. Brown, during his inaugural address today, setting a goal of improving the state's environment by increasing electricity delivered from renewable sources by up to 50%. Brown, in his State of the State address, says in addition to seeking to have the use of petroleum in cars and trucks by 2030, he also envisioned increased use of solar power for electric and low-carbon emission vehicles. Crude oil futures prices closed lower today at $50.58 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This national travel outlook sponsored by the AccuWeather Minicast Moment Sweepstakes. Well, winter getting down to business in a good part of the country. That includes the Northwest. Some heavy rain, Seattle to Portland along the I-5 corridor. Heavy snows into the Cascades in the northern Rockies. several inches worth, and be prepared if you're traveling in the higher elevations. Sunny and warm in the southwest, weather there looks good. Bitter cold in the northern plains. There'll be a swath of 3 to 6 inch snows that comes out of Montana into South Dakota, eastern Nebraska into Iowa, including in and around Omaha and Des Moines, and actually winding up in Chicago tonight. Good day along the I-10 corridor, but it'll be turning colder here in the southern states this week. Maybe a stray shower in South Florida shouldn't slow you down. Much colder here through the Great Lakes. Snow in Detroit tonight. Chicago tonight. Detroit late tonight and tomorrow morning. 1 to 3 inches worth. Maybe a little more in Chicago. In the Northeast, it's blustery and turning colder. There'll be maybe an inch or two of snow in New York tomorrow. Share your minicast moment on AccuWeather.com's Facebook page today for a chance to win.
This is DJ Thomas.
The Earnest Experience Radio Show. Earnest Radio Network.
There's an epidemic in this country, and it's happening in your neighborhood right now. Our children are being kidnapped, taken, raped, and murdered right under our noses. All children are important, yet children of color rarely get a fair shot at being found and coming home alive. Go to ErnestRadioNetwork.com and check out our new page, The Advocate Corner. It's our newest addition to the Earnest Radio Network family. Updated daily, use the search box to look for your city, search by gender, or a child's name. Click the submit button to let us know about your loved one who is missing. Earnest Radio Network is joining the fight in finding missing children of all colors. Let's bring our kids home. Visit the Advocate Corner at ErnestRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to Music Monday, only on Earnest Radio Network. Turn us on, and we'll return the favor.
We'll be right back. Music Monday.
This is Earnest Radio Network, the fastest growing radio station on the internet.
Do you like this top? So gay.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally gay.
You know, you really shouldn't say that.
Say what?
Well, say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, "Oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top."
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
I believe in sex.
I believe in love.
I believe in taking responsibility.
I believe in using condoms.
Yo confío en mi comunidad.
I believe in being honest and open.
I believe in keeping my partner safe.
I believe in myself.
I believe in stopping HIV.
I believe in the future.
HIV stops with me.
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 Please visit HIVstopswithme.org.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Feeling bloated for no reason? That's what I remember.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor, ask about gynecologic cancer, and get the inside knowledge.
If you haven't been listening to Earnest Radio Network, here's what you've been missing.
If you look the word up in the dictionary, it doesn't say anything about your politics. It doesn't say anything about your taste in music or your intellectual level or how much you like TV or can't stand television. It's about really your energy and spirit. For me, being gay is a blessing. So, you know, picking up the laundry and getting on the bus and all of that is a joy because I'm just thrilled to kind of like be alive and be experiencing life through this perspective. I think it's a great blessing. I'm traumatized that so many people see it as a curse. But for me, it's like, wow, thank God for making me gay.
Have you seen this new free app, Viggle? Yeah, it rewards you just for watching TV. It's simple. Learn more about what's on, play games, and connect with friends, all while earning points. Here's the best part. You can use your Viggle points for real rewards, like gift cards. Or you can save your points for even bigger things, like a tablet and headphones. Or even a cruise vacation. So there you have it. Now TV is more rewarding with Viggle.
To join, go to VIGGLETips.com. That's V-I-G-G-L-E, tips. com. Watch TV, get rewards.
There's always something to listen to on Earnest Radio Network. ERN is your network, and we are always working hard behind the scenes to make it the best online radio network for you, with talk, music, comedy, current events, and more. Find us at our main hub online at www.earnestradionetwork.com. There, you can locate our schedule, our Facebook, our Twitter, and much more. We will see you there, and thank you for listening. And now, for the reason you came here, let's get back to the show.
You're listening to Music Monday, only on Earnest Radio Network. Don't even think about changing the channel.
radio station on the internet. Visit ErnestRadioNetwork.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Email ErnestRadioNetwork@gmail.com. All content on Earnest Radio Network is copyright 2015, and no portion may be reproduced without express written permission. Thank you for listening to the fastest growing radio station on the internet, Earnest Radio Network.
This is Earnest Radio Network, the fastest growing radio station on the internet.